So welcome to all of you here at Adistana. Looks like there's about maybe 1,200 of us, something like that. My name's Sadanandi and I'm currently chair at Adistana, here at Adistana. So welcome to Adistana and to this very significant event, the funeral and burial of Urgyen Sangharakshita, founder of the Triratna Buddhist movement and order. He will be buried as one of the most significant Buddhist teachers in the West since Buddhism began its migration from its countries of origin. Welcome especially to those relatives of Sangharakshita, Dennis Lingwood, and also to those of you from other Buddhist sanghas. Welcome. So on this platform sit three people, all long-standing friends of Bante Sangharakshita. So we have, they've all known Bante for a long time. So we have Parami, international order convener until recently. Mahamati, also a previous order convener. Yeah. And Paramartha, who's been one of Bante's companions for 30 years and who has been a particularly close friend for the whole of that time. So we're gathered here at Adistana. And Adistana is a very special place in the heart and the vision of Bante. He once told me that there had been three moments in his life where he felt an imperative to make a journey, where he felt very strongly he had to go somewhere. So the first was in India, when he made the journey from Bombay to Nagpur. And an hour after his arrival, the news came of the death of Dr. Ambedkar. Bante immediately took the platform and gave hundreds of speeches to the many, many disciples and followers of Dr. Ambedkar at that moment. And in doing so, he forged a relationship with India and with those disciples of Dr. Ambedkar. The next occasion was a moment in London where he suddenly felt he had to go and visit his mother in East Anglia. And Paramartha drove him there and they went to the hospital where she was being nursed. And a few hours after he left, she died. And then the final journey was when he decided to move to Adistana. So Adistana became his home for the last 5 years. And he's told several of us recently that the last year has been one of the happiest of his life. So Bante viewed Adistana, this place here, maybe not this barn, but anyway, this place, he viewed it as a place of lineage and blessings, although maybe even this barn will be a lineage of blessings for us. He knew it would be where he would live his final years. He knew it would be where he would be buried. It is also where his library is, his archives, and his Buddhist objects. They're all housed here. It is also a place where residential teams would work together, maintaining the vision he had for communication and friendship as an alternative to the individualistic and alienated society that he witnessed around him. And I think the last 10 days has really been credit to this community, well, to all of us that have been involved in setting this up. Adistana is also one of the places in the world where his particular presentation of the Buddha Dharma would be kept alive within a flourishing community. Buddhist teachers from outside Triratna have sometimes remarked on Sangharakshita's far-sightedness in succession planning, and Adistana is a significant part in that succession planning. He wanted his worldwide community of Dharma practitioners to have a place that they could turn towards, a place of hearts, of lineage, and of blessings. From my regular contact with Bante, I knew how much he served that vision in his final years. He served it in a way that he gave of himself to the situation, and especially through his contact with the many, many visitors that he saw while he lived here. Another aspect of his legacy is the Complete Works Project, the publication of all his writings, his talks, and his seminars. It's an ambitious project, 27 very large volumes of text. And, that project needs our support as a way of the blessings or the lineage of Bante to continue. So please support that in whatever way you can. Vidya Devi, one of Sangharakshita's main editors for the last 30 years, has actually created a book for this particular day, amazingly. And it's gathered from a lot of material by Sangharakshita. It's called 108 Ways of Looking at Death. So please maybe buy one of those when you're walking around.